Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام Wallah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, all praises is due to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider and cherisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the most exalted Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as we come to you from South Africa, Durban, with your family program called The Early Echo. Subhanallah. Marhaba, marhaba. And we hope that you are enjoying the bounties and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever country you are. We should at all times make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, I remind you every single morning that we should make shukr to Allah azza wa jal for every bounty and ni'mah which He has bestowed upon us, the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep making dua, making istighfar, repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, since we have come to you live, alhamdulillah, like every other day, yes, today as well, we have our segments in order and we will begin with the recitation of Durood-e Pak. As we will listen to the virtues of that, we will also listen to a kalam composed by Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And during the course of today's program, we also have for you some beautiful Madani Guldastas that is in relation to the rights of people, because this is what we are going to be discussing, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. A very informative, important and essential topic for us to know the rights of people. What are the hukuk, hukukul ibad? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it's my earnest appeal to the viewers out there to kindly stay locked to your Madani channel and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the beginning right to the end of today's program, inshallah. Let us begin with this beautiful narration as our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, indeed, the one to attain quick salvation on the day of judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one who would have recited the most amount of durood upon me in this world. Kaabe ke badrud duja, tum pe karoron durood, taiba ke shamsud duha, tum pe karoron durood, aankh ata kijiye, isme ziya dijiye, jalwa qareeb aa gaya, tum pe karoron durood, kaam wo le lijiye, tumko jo raazi kare, theek ho naam e raza, tum pe karoron durood. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, from a very long time, I myself was eager to listen to this Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo hum kuch hi der mein sunne ja rahe hain. And this Naati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been composed by none other than Imamul Kalam, Kalamul Imam Ash-Shah Mawlana Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan Fazil-e Barilvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Arsh-e haq hai, masnade Rifat Rasulullah ki, dekhni hai hashr mein izzat Rasulullah ki. بڑا پیارا کلام ہے. ایوری ڈے آئی سی دس بیکاز ایوری نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم وچ وی لسن ٹو از آف کورس بیوٹیفل اینڈ ریجوونیٹنگ. اینڈ واٹ کین بی سیڈ اباؤٹ دا نعت آف اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اشعار کے سیٹنگ کو دیکھیں, الفاظ کو دیکھیں, معنی کو دیکھیں اور آپ جھوم جائیں. مے دس لو فار دا ہولی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم انکریز ان یور ہارٹس ڈیئر ویورز of Madani channel. Enjoy this kalam and please stay tuned to Madani channel as we are going to be discussing some important points in relation to the rights of people. Of course we will recite the verses of the Holy Quran Pak. We will then speak and mention the ahadith of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we will give some beautiful examples of our pious predecessors, how concerned were they in regards to the rights of people. Huququl ibad bada pyara topic hai, important سبجیکٹ بھی ہے. تو اسٹے ٹیون ٹو مدنی چینل ایز وی ول کم بیک جسٹ آفٹر دس کلام. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں, ہاں دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی. لا ورب عرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا, لا ورب عرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی, بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی. خیرات دیتا ہے خدا ہر وقت تیرے نام کی, جس کو ملا جو کچھ ملا جتنا ملا صدقہ تیرا, بچتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی. وہ جہنم میں گیا جو ان سے مستغنی ہوا, حاجت رسول اللہ کی, ہے خلیل اللہ کو حاجت رسول اللہ کی, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی.
اور ہم بھی کاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فزوں, ہم بھی کاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فزوں, عادت رسول اللہ کی, اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی, دیکھنی ہے حشر میں
عزت رسول اللہ کی
ٹوٹ جائیں گے گناہگاروں کے فوراً فوراً قید و بند
حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی حشر کو کھل جائے گی طاقت رسول اللہ کی
اور اے رضا خود صاحب فراغ مدہ ہے حضور اے رضا میرے رضا اچھے رضا پیارے رضا مرشد رضا اے رضا خود صاحب فراغ مدہ ہے حضور
جس کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی مجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی تجھ سے کب ممکن ہے پھر مدحت رسول اللہ کی عرش حق ہے مسند رفعت رسول اللہ کی دیکھنی ہے حشر میں دیکھنی ہے حشر میں عزت رسول اللہ کی
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی لا ورب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا لا ورب العرش جس کو جو ملا ان سے ملا بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ مرحبا دس واز کلام اعلی حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ اینڈ پاور پیک کلام ناتی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ٹوٹلی الیکٹریفائنگ اینڈ ریجوونیٹنگ وی ہیو Listen to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, mashallah. After Hamdi Bari Ta'ala and Zikri Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now it's time to dive deep into our topic of today. As I mentioned before, listening to this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will be discussing, our subject will be revolving and rotating around the rights of people, hukukul ibad. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there is a very beautiful parable which has been mentioned that Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as we all know, would never give leniency to anyone in the rights of people. With regards to the rights of people, he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was never lenient, and therefore he is known for his adl, he is known for his justice. So happened that the king of Ghassan, he accepted Islam, and this caused, you know, power to the Muslims, that the king jo bada badshah hai Ghassan ka musalman ban chuka hai. So when he became a Muslim, Allahu Akbar, this caused the Muslims to become very happy. And what happened was, during the tawaf, when the king went to perform his umrah, during the tawaf, a Bedouin had stepped on the clothes of this king. Ab Arabi tha, Bedouin, jaise hum kehte hain English mein. So this Arabi, this Bedouin, Dihati jise kehte hain, so he basically stepped on the clothes of this king, and the king was very upset about this, that you are inferior and I am superior. And he had given him such a hard shot, the impact of his slap or blows or punches was to this extent that his tooth had fallen out of his mouth. Jab inka daant nikla, then he goes straight into the court of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, complaining to Amir al-Mu'mineen about the hiding that he has caught from the king of Ghassan. So Umar al-Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, seen the situation and he called for the king. When the king came, he accepted that, yes, I had hidden and beaten this Bedouin because he stepped on my clothes. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then explained to him, but this is not in Islam. Islam teaches us equality. Islam is not about the rich and poor. Islam teaches us to stand in one row. And therefore, this person will have to take revenge from you. Agar aapne isko tamacha mara, isko mara pita, then he will of course take this badla and revenge with you as well to call it off in this dunya. Otherwise, the revenge of the hereafter will be much more severe. When the king heard about this, that there is equality in Islam, and there is no such thing as inferior and superior because everyone is equal or treated equally. The rights of people are treated equally. Having heard this, he asked for a respite, saying that, okay, give me a day's chance and I will return back tomorrow and we can discuss this. Kaha jata hai that the king of Ghassan then immediately escaped from Makkah al-Mukarramah. He ran away overnight and he then became an apostate. Islam tak chhoda. He left Islam, he left the religion of Islam, being astonished at the fact that Islam enforces such justice that ye phir nahi dekha jata hai ki kaun badshah hai, kaun chhota hai, kaun bada hai, because this is the equality in Islam. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu qiyamat tak ke liye aisa example set kiya. As the scholars of Islam have mentioned, had Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu allowed the king to leave in that way, to jo ghareeb kism ke log hote hain, those who are inferior in terms of poverty, in terms of wealth, jinke paas zyada daulat ho, to wo hamesha isi baat ko samajhte hain ki hum maar peet sakte hain, kyunki humse jo chote hain, those who are smaller than us can be beaten and can be, you know, bullied around. But Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had given such an answer to this people, to the king, that it became an example for the people till the day of judgment. That look, this is the beauty of Islam. Ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood o Ayaz, na koi banda raha, na koi banda nawaz. As the poet says, that whoever you are, whatever your lineage and your background may be, of course, if he is a Sayyid, a Sa'adat from the family of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this is proven, the respect for that person increases, even for kings, even for people who are such as ulamas and muftis, that's on a different level altogether. Here in regards to the rights of people, jo hukuk ki baat chal rahi hai, isme, in this, there is no shortage, there is no leniency, because this is the justice which Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has brought upon this earth. Subhanallah. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned very beautifully,
والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا.
And whoever pesters Muslim men and women without them having done anything wrong, جو کسی مسلمان مرد کو یا عورت کو ستائے تڑپائے مصیبت یا پریشانی میں ڈالے without any reason, they have burdened themselves with false accusation and open sin. Look at the command and look at the danger. Look at the outcome in this verse, that what he has put himself into, he has put himself into further trouble. He has burdened himself with further sins. In Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says again in the Holy Quran,
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ.
Indeed, those who tortured the Muslim men and women by burning them and then did not repent, for them is the punishment of hell, and for them is the punishment of the fire. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the rights of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised their punishment for the fire of those who do not uphold the rights of people, those who are not concerned about the hukuk of others. Allahu Akbar. Rather, you would find them swearing at them, shouting at them, humiliating them, taunting them, dishonoring their rights and their, they honor, they respect, their reverence. Rather, you would see them being embarrassed and belittling the character, accusing them of things. Is tarah ke logo ko bachna chahiye. They should be very considerate as to what will be the outcome. What is the definition of zulm? What is the definition of oppression? Here, Hazrat Sayyiduna Sharif Jurjani Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states that putting a thing in other than its origin position, to place something at a place which is not its correct place. So putting a thing in other than its place is oppression. Whereas in the Sharia, what is oppression? Oppression refers to violating others' rights, spending on a wrong occasion and to punish someone without any valid reason or without any other reason. This is in terms of Sharia. This is oppression, to make zulm upon someone. Allahu Akbar. So the consequences of oppression is very terrifying and frightening. If you listen to the verses of the Holy Quran Pak and you listen to the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, because the oppressor will definitely and most definitely be subjected to punishment on the day of judgment. Azabun shadid. You know, there is terrifying and very severe punishment for the person who is an oppressor in this world. And he oppresses in various ways, as I have given you just few examples. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we would listen to a hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Also once again in relation to this, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the coolness of our eyes, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants respite to the oppressor to the extent that when he seizes him, ek banda zulm pe zulm kiya jata hai, karta jata hai. He continues committing and making zulm and oppression upon people to this extent that finally when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seizes him, then he does not leave this person. Never leaves him. After saying this, Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then recited this verse from the Holy Quran Pak, Surah Hud.
وَكَذَلِكَ أَخَذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ.
And similar is the seizing of your Lord when he seizes the inhabitants of the town upon their injustice. Indeed, he seizes. His seizing is painful. Allahu Akbar. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will capture, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize this person, it is the most difficult moment of that person's life. So here we learn in Surah Hud as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives respite to a person. Ek martaba kiya, do martaba kiya, teen martaba kiya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, will forgive him if he seeks repentance. But here, he is, granted this chance to repent. He is granted this mocha and the space to change his life. But when a person does not change, wo marta jata hai, logo ko satata jata hai. He continues, using vulgar languages. He is a very, dishonest husband. He is a husband who oppresses his wife. Or is a son that oppresses his parents. And he continues doing this. Allah Azza wa Jal grants him this respite to repent. But jab wo nahi karta hai, when he never repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize him. And when he is seized, he is finished. He is completely destroyed. He is doomed. Why? Because then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inflict punishment upon him. How severe this is, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. So let us understand the importance of people's rights. Allahu Akbar. On one hand, we learn that the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also very important. Hukukullah, hukukul ibad. These are two rights. Hukukullah refers to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we all know, namaz, roza, hajj, zakat. These are the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mithal ke tor pe, as an example, if someone has any kami, any shortage in this hukuk, if he has violated the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as missing one or two salah, missing one or two, of course he should repent, he must make tawbah. And this is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Rabbi Kareem, who is most merciful, most forgiving, most loving and caring, will forgive him through his infinite mercy. Because this is between Banda and the Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. Lakin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left this upon the next person, that when you violate the rights of others, then it is not only necessary for you to make sincere tawbah, for you to repent, but rather it now becomes compulsory and necessary upon you that you should seek forgiveness from the one whom you have oppressed. Ki jab tak ye banda maaf na kare, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well will not forgive your sins. Look at how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has left this upon the banda. You know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned that regardless of the types of rights, it will not be forgiven until the rightful person does not forgive you. Jiska tumne haq mara, jiska haq mara gaya, jiske rights ko toda gaya, jiske hukuk ko pamal kiya gaya, jab tak wo banda maaf na kare. In terms of the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, it is clear. Matlab, as far as the rights of Allah is concerned, who else besides Allah can forgive you? If you have missed salah, can your father forgive you? Can your mother and parents forgive you? No, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful. He says in the Holy Quran, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الظُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive the sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah ki ziba aur koon gunah maaf karne wala hai? He listens equally to everyone. He is Sami' Basir. He is Ghafoor Rahim. Rabbul Alameen. He is our cherisher and nourisher. Therefore, we should seek repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sincere tawbah, not to, you know, violate the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is only Allah who can forgive us for the rights which we have violated of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stipulated this condition in the matters of people's rights, that he will not forgive until that person whose rights you have violated will not forgive you. And this is his justice and mercy. Wada ye dekha jaye, then who else can do this? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ultimately our creator. He is our malik. He is our sustainer. He is our owner. Allah chahe to mu'af farma de. Lekin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not taken this upon himself, and he has left this upon the oppressed person. Taki aisa na ho, on the day of judgment, the oppressed person may say, oh my creator, I did not receive my right because you had forgiven him. Ay, 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 ay. Allahu Akbar. Ya Rabbi Kareem, this person had caused zulm upon me. He has taken my wealth. He has robbed me. He has hurt me, hurt my feelings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has therefore left this upon the banda, on bandi, that they may forgive. Until they will not forgive, Allah as well will not forgive. Subhanallah. Yet he is the owner, and if he wishes, this is his justice. Allah azza wa jal malik hai, khaliq hai, khaliq hai, kainat hai. He is the owner of this universe. If Allah azza wa jal wishes, he can do this, and this is also his justice. But this is his mercy that he has left this upon the oppressed person. So you can understand how important this is, dear viewers, on this Subhanallah channel. If you open Sahih al-Muslim, if you open Sahih al-Bukhari, you will find Subhanallah in Sahih Muslim, you know, Rasul Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, a Muslim is a brother of a Muslim. Musalman bhai hai. He should not oppress him nor deem him inferior. Do not look down upon a person. Piety is here. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then pointed towards his chest, as the companions mentioned, 3 times. And he said, taqwa is here. Piety is here. Pointing to his Mubarak heart and chest, he said this. It is enough for an evil of a person that he considers his Muslim brother to be inferior. Everything of a Muslim is haram upon another Muslim. His blood, his wealth, and his honor. If you open Sahih al-Bukhari, you would learn our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, the one who has oppressed his brother in terms of his honor or any other matter, it is necessary upon him to ask for forgiveness in this world before the day of judgment arrives. For there shall not be dinars and dirhams on the day of judgment. If he has any good deed, if this person who has oppressed, jo zulm karne wala, agar uske paas koi thawab kabhi, agar kuch nekiya ho, kuch nekiya hai, he has some good deeds, then it will be taken from him and it will be granted to the oppressed. From the oppressor to the oppressed. Allahu Akbar. And when this person will run out of good deeds, the one who has caused and made zulm, when he has no more thawab to give, then what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? His bad deeds that he has will remain with him. Furthermore, he will take the bad deeds and the gunas of the oppressed person, who has the oppressor. All the thawab will go to the one who he has caused the zulm upon, and he will take all the bad deeds in exchange. So look, you know, this is the outcome of making zulm upon people. So this is a mawqa and a place, you know, for opening our eyes and for us to realize for how long are we going to continue as Muslims committing and causing zulm. We as Muslims causing zulm in our society, you know, oppressing our fellow brothers as our employees, for example, or maybe you know, at our working places, our students, in our homes, husbands out there who beat their wives, fathers out there who ill-treat their own children, relatives breaking family ties. You know, these are the places where we need to draw our attention, we need to contemplate and focus, whether on one hand we are reading our salah, we are accumulating lots of good deeds, lekin dusri taraf pe agar hum zulm pe zulm kiye ja rahe hain, then the outcome and the severity of this is that we shall lose the good deeds that we have earned in this world just because of this zulm, zulm o sitam. We are the followers and the ummatis of Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how considerate, how concerned should we be in regards to the rights of people? So here Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam then emphasized that you rather take this badla here, because why? On the day of judgment, it will be much more severe, it will be much more difficult. So what is the reason for this? You will find it in another hadith, when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked his companions, who will be a muflis on the day of judgment? Who will be a penniless person, a poor destitute on the day of judgment? Sahaba ikram thought for a moment and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, perhaps it is a person who has no dirham and dinar, jiske paas kuch paise hi na ho, wahi to ghareeb hoga. Allahu Akbar. So Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, oh my companions, the poorest person, the destitute and muflis person on the day of judgment will be a person who will appear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his salah, with his rawzah, with his zakat, you know, with his charity, with all his good deeds. But after appearing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has caused harm to so-and-so, because he has oppressed so-and-so, because he has shed blood of so-and-so, because he has taken the wealth of so-and-so, because he has done this and because he has done that to so-and-so, he will be the poorest person on the day of judgment, despite having his namaz and his roza, his charities, his zakat, everything that he has given for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he was an oppressor in this dunya. So what will happen? Allahu Akbar. You will learn from the ahadith, dear viewers on the Subhanahu channel, that Allahu Akbar, he will appear in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it will be said to him that, yes, now you can give all your good deeds, since in this dunya or in the hereafter, dirham and dinars have no value. There is no currency. The only currency there will be in the form of reward and thawab. And now that you have oppressed this person, you have taken his wealth, you have slapped him, you have beaten him, you have taken his wealth, you have shed his blood, and you have done this or done that, and then he claims in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, this person has done this to me, and now you got to pay this person back. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Talib Muhammad bin Ali Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala states, he states in regards to this hadith, that in most cases, Allahu Akbar, it is not one's own sins. It is not one's own sins, but rather it is the sins of others which will come into your account that you will go into Jahannam. And people that will go into Jannah, it is not because of their own good deeds only. It is because of the people that they have oppressed. Their thawab and their reward will come into his account. And because of this, he will go into Jannah. So from amongst the Jannatis as well, most people will be from amongst them who were oppressed in this dunya. And most people that will burn in the hellfire, according to Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Talib Muhammad bin Ali Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, those who will go into the hellfire will be because of the sins they have taken from the people that they have oppressed. So here Rasul Pak ﷺ said he is a penniless person. Why? Because he then gives away all his deeds. And when he runs out of deeds, he will take all the sins of that person that he has oppressed. Dear brothers in Islam, dear viewers out there, those who are watching this program by the social media, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ponder for a moment, contemplate, reflect. How severe is the day of judgment? The poet says very beautifully, for us to take shelter and shade in the daman of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we are oppressors, we are criminals, and we have committed such crimes in this dunya, and we hope to attain forgiveness and salvation from the horrors of the day of judgment. The poet says,
Mujrim ho jahan bhar ka aqa mahshar mein bharam rakhna ruswa zamana ho aqa daman mein chupa lena mujrim ho jahan bhar ka قدم میں چھپا لینا مقبول یہ عرض میری للہ ذرا کرنا جب وقت نزاع آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے آقا دیدار عطا کرنا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers, inshallah azawajal, we will listen to a Madani Guldasta in regards to the rights of people. Lekin usse qabl, اس سے بھی پہلے مزید آپ یہ حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ بن مبارک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ کے حوالے سے یہ بڑا پیارا واقعہ ہے, مختصر واقعہ ہے, اور بڑا اس میں اس میں جو لیسنز ہے, جو ہمیں تربیت ملتی ہے, آپ اسے سنیے گا. دیٹ حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ بن مبارک رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ واز ونس لیونگ فار اے جرنی, آپ سفر میں جا رہے تھے تو ایک بندہ سامنے حاضر ہوا اور کہنے لگا, حضور سیدی, یہ خط ہے, یہ ایک لیٹر ہے, this is a letter, could you please convey this to another person in the city that you are going to. میں نے اس کے نام پہ یہ خط لکھا ہے, آپ فلا بندے کو دے دیں. What was the answer of Abdullah bin Mubarak? Look at how concerned were they regarding the rights of people. He says, well, I have rented this camel. میں نے اس کو رینٹ پہ لیا, کرائے پہ اس جانور کو لیا, اس اونٹ کو لیا. And I have shown my provisions. میرے ساتھ جو سامان ہے, میں نے یہ سارا مالک کو دکھا دیا ہے کہ میرے ساتھ یہ سامان ہے, یہ سامان ہے, یہ سامان ہے, یہ سامان ہے. I have shown all my provisions to the owner of this camel. اب پہلے میں مالک سے اجازت لے لوں کہ میں یہ خط بھی اپنے ساتھ لے سکتا ہوں کہ نہیں. Can I take this letter with me or not? Because he has seen all the provisions I am taking and going. Now you are adding something that he has not seen and he has not yet approved. Yet I have rented this from him. I have paid him for this camel. Hi. Abdullah bin Mubarak. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for the sake and for the sadqa of this great personality. How concerned and considerate were they regarding the rights of people, that if I would have taken this extra thing with me, perhaps this is also possible that I have violated his rights because I have hid this from his nazar and from his sight and it is not in his knowledge. Yet Allahu Akbar. Look, what is our mindset, dear viewers, on this Madani channel? Subhanallah. Another narration speaks about Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li, whereas Hazrat Sayyidina Mis'ar bin Khiddam rahmatullahi ta'ala li, aap farmate ki, whilst Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li was going somewhere unintentionally, jaan boojh ke nahi, balki ye aise forgetfully, it happened that he stepped on a child's feet, and this child, this young man, this boy, he began to say, Ya Shaykh, ala takhafu al-qisasa yawm al-qiyama? Don't you fear the hisabu kitab? Don't you fear the retribution on the day of judgment? I will take badla from you. I will take advantage of this on the day of judgment. I will take revenge for this on the day of judgment. Don't you fear this? Having heard this, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li fell to the ground unconscious. After some time, when he gained conscious, his people said, Huzur, aap ek bacche ke alfaz se dar gaye, yu dare ki aap behosh ho gaye. And then the answer that he has given was, O people, perhaps his voice was guidance from the unseen to remind me that yes, oppressors will take revenge on the day of judgment. They will take advantage because they were oppressed in the dunya, and they will take revenge on the day of judgment. Dear viewers on the Madani channel, we will be back inshallah just after this little Madani Guldasta that we will listen to inshallah. And when we do return, we are going to be speaking about the rights of relatives, huh? The hukuk and the rights of one's own relatives, of family ties inshallah, which is very, very, very important. We are going to be speaking about this for the next 10 minutes before we come to the end of this program. Stay tuned to Madani channel, for we will return just after this Madani Guldasta. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I'm going to mention to you a few hadiths of the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. And these hadiths have been mentioned regarding the importance of the rights of people, حقوق العباد. And the rights of people are very, very important for every Muslim to act upon them as well. The first hadith has been quoted in Sunan Ibn Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, everything that belongs to a Muslim is haram for another Muslim. His possessions, his honor, his blood, it is enough for a person to be cruel that he considers his Muslim brother inferior to himself. Now what a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explaining to us the maqam, the status of a Muslim. Now this Muslim, even if he's just a normal lame person, but he is a Muslim, look at the status. I'm the best person. No one is better than me. So and so, he's no better than me. My caste is better than him. Our grain is better than him. Our village is better. You know, all these kind of things. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, then that person is a cruel person. He thinks of other people as below him. Second hadith, in quoted in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever has the burden of slandering or oppressing his brother, it is necessary upon him that he asks the person for forgiveness here in this world before the day of judgment, because neither any dirham nor dinar will be there. If he has some good deeds, they will be taken away from him equal to the violation of rights and given to the victim. Otherwise, the sins of the victim will be transferred into the account of the violator. We find it hard, don't we? We find it hard to go up to someone and say, look, I'm really sorry. I swore at you. I'm really sorry. I hit you. I broke your heart. I said this to you. We find it hard now. But just let me tell you, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, it's going to be very, very hard on the day of judgment to convince that person to forgive us. What will happen? Your good deeds will be given to that person to please him. And if you don't have any good deeds left, then his bad deeds will be given to you, because you are the one who violated his rights. Now, just think to yourself, it was easy going up to someone and saying sorry to him. It's going to be really, really difficult on the day of judgment. So please, don't let the shaitan and your nafs, your ego, come in between you and saying sorry to that person. Just go up to him. That person could be anyone. It could be your little brother. It could be, you know, your student if you are the teacher. If you are the parent, you know, it's better to say sorry to your children if you have violated their rights. Because on the day of judgment, we will never be able to repay them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the true understanding of our beautiful deen. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us that beautiful character, that people not run away from us, but they come close to us. And may Allah Ta'ala give us steadfast on Iman. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam.
Welcome back, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah. We were listening to this beautiful Madani Guldasta, which is also a reminder for us that yes, we rather, you know, open our eyes now in this world before we are accountable for our actions in the hereafter. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala then says in the Holy Quran, and now we shift on to the next part of this program, which is in relation to the rights of our own people. Aise hazaro mai hongi, hazaro, you know, dunya mein aurte aise hongi, behne bhai honge, who are on a daily basis being oppressed, whereas they are neglected. They are the poor ones in the family, so they have no say in the family. Wives who are beaten with their husbands, by their husbands. There's fights and arguments on a daily basis. Children who are not receiving their rights from their parents. You know, this is really a place for us to contemplate, an area for us to work around, so that we are safe on the Day of Judgment, when no one else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will favor us and, you know, forgive us, until of course the oppressor then forgives us. Here, if we're speaking about relationship, lots of people like to quickly break relations. Todne mein hum number one hai, jodne mein hum last aate hain. As far as mending relations are concerned, you know, as far as uniting people are concerned, we are last to do that. Lekin todne mein thoda sa gussa aa jata hai, thoda sa anban ho jati hai, to hum fauran talaq ki baatein karte hain, fauran chhodne ki baat karte hain, aur na jaane ki qasme khate hain, na help karne ki vaade karte hain, and qasme khate hain ki taking vows of not helping and assisting people because of little, you know, nitty-gritty issues. In our society, this is at its peak. It's a very sad thing to say, but this is the actual reality. There are brothers out there who are fighting with their sisters and fighting with their siblings, with each other, over properties and wealth and over inheritance. Bhai bhai ke saath baatcheet nahi kar pa rahe. They are unable to look into each another's eyes and speak anymore. They have lost their dignity because of this wealth. Or yehi dunya, this is the same world that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the day of Qiyamah, this world, the earth will split everything that it has within it. Jab dolat sab ikhatta ho jayegi like pillars of gold and silver, then even the robber will say, "Arey, I murdered because of this gold." Even the one who murdered will say, "I murdered because of this gold." The one who stole will say, "I stole because of this gold." The one who broke family ties will say, "I broke family ties and family relations because of this gold and silver, because of this wealth." But it is very insignificant. This world has cheated on us to such an extent, it has deceived us. The luxuries and the amusements of this world, the temptations of this dunya has actually tricked us, whereas lots of people are stuck in the pit of gunas and sins because of the things that they see and the plans that we have made. We have forgotten that yes, we will be answerable for this. Are we fulfilling the rights that has been commanded to us in the Holy Quran Pak? Listen to another verse. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And fear Allah Azza wa Jal, in whose name you demand, meaning mutual rights, you ask from each another, in whose name do you ask from each another, and be mindful about your blood relations. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And be mindful about your blood relations. Indeed, Allah is observing you at all times. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing you and He's watching you at all times. And this is the biggest problem in our society in this day and age. We have not become compassionate towards employees in this day and age. We are not compassionate towards students. We are not compassionate towards our parents, towards our siblings, towards our friends and family members, towards our aunts, you know, because the closer the relation is, for example, your paternal side and maternal side, aapke jo walide girami hai, unki jo bhai behen hai, aapke ammi jaan ki taraf se jo bhai behen hai, meaning your aunts and your uncles, it is so necessary. You know, this is where we need to learn, dear viewers on this Ramadhani channel. As a poet says, yak bayak tarke ta'alluq mein bhi ruswai hai, yak bayak tarke mein bhi ruswai hai, uljhe daman ko chhudate nahi jhatka kar, uljhe daman ko chhudate nahi jhatka kar. He says yak bayak tarke ta'alluq mein bhi ruswai hai, ki achanak se koi rishta tode, pata chala ki kal ke din rozana aata tha, har hafte aata tha, achanak se aana band kar diye. Allahu akbar, achanak se khayal rakhna, خیال پوچھنا چھوڑ دیا جاتا ہے مثال کی طور پر. So the poet says, even in this too, a person, you know, will earn ruswai, and a person will be disgraced and embarrassed for doing this, because people will think bad of him, that how he has broken off family ties suddenly. And he says, الجھے دامن کو چھوڑاتے نہیں. If the daman, if your kapda is stuck on the thorns, اگر کاٹو پہ اٹک جائے, جو جھٹکا کر کے نہیں چھوڑا جاتا ہے, اس کو آرام سے نکالا جاتا ہے. اللہ اکبر. You know, this is what the poet is trying to make us understand. He is trying to teach us that when you want to کم آؤٹ آف اے سچویشن دیر از اے وے ٹو ریزالو دا پرابلم بٹ یک بار میں کوئی رشتہ نہیں توڑتا ہے وی شوڈ بی ویری کنسرنڈ اباؤٹ دس سو دس از اے پلیس فار اس ٹو کنٹمپلیٹ اے پلیس فار اس ٹو ریفلیکٹ اوور ایم آئی کنیکٹڈ ٹو مائی سسٹرز اینڈ بردرز ایم آئی ان ٹچ ود دیم ایم آئی سینگ ٹو دیم اللہ ہیز گیون می مور you know, and I have the one who's being favored in the family, and I should be taking care of those who are, you know, not privileged to this extent that I am in the family. So here is your chance. This is the mauka. During the severe moments and difficult times, step forward and help people who are going through different crises in terms of financial crisis, in terms of groceries and luxuries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm saying luxuries because I just said it, otherwise there's necessities out there where people don't even have the basic necessities, you know. So go out there and support them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you and help you, and start from your family, dear viewers. Look around you. Your own people are suffering. Assist them and help them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hum is program ke akhir tak pahunch chuke hain. We say shukran to all the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel for watching this program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you lots and lots of barakah and blessings. Wherever you are, make lots of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite lots of durood-e-pak upon the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember the maqsad and the mission of your beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.